This is just great weather and that city is beautiful.
That's Ruben Ramos, a New England Patriots fan who traveled here from Connecticut. He sat in Centennial Olympic Park sipping a beer, enjoying the spring-like weather. The last time Ramos went to a Super Bowl was 2012. That game was in Indianapolis. He said this time around, two things caught his attention.
It's a lot of Patriots fans here. I'm impressed. I mean, a lot. I've seen a lot of Patriot fans. And Atlanta has been very nice to us, even though we beat them a couple years ago. But they've been really nice as a city, you know, to welcome us.
He's referencing Super Bowl 51, when the Falcons were up 28-3 in the third quarter over the Patriots and lost in overtime. But that isn't the only state connection for fans. Both teams' offenses featured running backs who were stars at the University of Georgia, Todd Gurley for the Rams and Sony Michel for the Patriots. The last time Sony Michel played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, his team lost to the Alabama Crimson Tide. But this time, he left a winner and with bragging rights over his former teammate. 9-year-old Julian Smart sported UGA gear on Saturday as he took in some of the festivities with his family. Smart said he was rooting for the West Coast team, but not because of Gurley.
I'm going for the Rams because I don't like Tom Brady and how he agrees with Donald Trump.
During Trump's run for office, a Make America Great Again hat was spotted in Brady's locker. The president has also called Brady a friend of his. Politics and sports continue to collide a few miles away at Piedmont Park in Midtown, where hundreds of people gathered for an anti-Confederate monument rally. Richard Rose, president of Atlanta's NAACP branch, said while the Super Bowl is a worldwide event, the conversation on social injustice must continue here after the game ends.
The world is here in Atlanta, looking at Atlanta, and we want to take this opportunity to talk about what Georgia really is. Instead of Atlanta, Georgia is home to the largest shrine to white supremacy.
Rose meant Stone Mountain, where three Confederate generals are carved into the exposed granite. A white supremacist gathering had been scheduled there on Saturday, but it never received a permit and the park opted to close for the day. Members of Atlanta anti-fascists held a victory rally where they burned a Klansman effigy. Politics aside, there was still a game to be played, and that's what brought throngs of people to Atlanta. Megan Hartigan, a Patriots fan from New Jersey, said she enjoyed Atlanta even though the game was a dud.
So fun. I mean, the energy is ridiculous, and the game was boring until the fourth quarter.
John Hardy lives in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, but went to the game with his brother. He says after this trip, he'd definitely come back.
It's crazy. This city's beautiful. I mean, they had a lot going on. There was a lot to do. There wasn't a moment where I was just bored doing nothing, you know?
This weekend helped erase some of the bad memories from the last time the Super Bowl was played here back in 2000. Atlanta was hit with two ice storms, and two men were stabbed to death the night after the game. But this morning, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had nothing but praise for Atlanta.
I think our fans enjoyed the experience, which is ultimately the most important. I know our clubs did, so thank you to the Atlanta contingent for the incredible work.
And now all eyes shift to Miami, as next year's game will be played in South Beach, a game that most Atlantans hope the Falcons will be playing in. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.